So if you follow me regularly on Twitter, you will know that I've just launched my own personal blog, which is somewhat separate from BOAG World. And I'm using Posterous.com as the tool to do that, because it makes it quick and simple and easy. And the reason I've done this is because BOAG World, when I originally launched, it was always supposed to be a personal site, but as time has gone on, it's become specifically about web design, and people that are reading it have an expectation that I'll be writing about that. And I believe that for a blog to become successful rather than a personal indulgence, it needs to be focused on the reader's requirements and what they want from the site, and it also needs to be focused on a particular topic and particular subject. But there are also personal stuff that I want to share. I want to talk about, you know, what's going on in my life and other stuff that I'm into beyond just web design. Because believe it or not, I do like stuff just beyond web design. So I've made the decision to separate these out into separate blogs so that users can choose whether they follow that me or not. And I think there's the first tip there, is that if you are trying to build an audience, and your aim of it is to engage with an audience and use it as some kind of marketing or promotional tool, either for yourself or your business or whatever else, then you do need to be focused, and you don't need to overwhelm users with too much personal information when they're reading your blog. The occasional post is fine, and I've taken indulgences in the past on BOAG World, and I will continue to do so. But then you say, well, does that apply to things like social networks as well, things like Twitter and Facebook and that kind of stuff? And here I'm not so sure. Here I think there is a place to show a little bit more of your personality than perhaps you would on your own blog. Now, when you're blogging, obviously you're showing your personality in the way you write and the kind of things, way you say things and that kind of stuff. But you're not kind of too heavy-handed with that. With things like Twitter, I think it's a little bit different. I think you're showing a glimpse of who you are. And I think that's important. As I've said before, one of the reasons that people buy from somebody else is because they like them, because they feel they can work with them, that person will be reliable and trustworthy, and their character would fit with a particular organisation or whatever else. So there is a place for combining personal and work. But I think you need to pick your times to do it. And that's what I'm kind of feeling my way around now. But what I'm interested in is how other people deal with this. Do you completely separate your work postings and your postings about running websites or web design or whatever your subject is away from any personal stuff, like it's my wedding anniversary or whatever else? And do you separate them just on blogs, or do you separate them on microblogging like Twitter and Facebook as well? So let me know. I'll be interested to hear.